With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Victory once again for former President Donald Trump as he has captured the South Carolina primary over Nikki Haley. In the meantime, in that victory speech in Columbus moments ago, Mr. Trump says his win in the primary is sending quite a message.
Right now, we're a laughingstock all over the world. Our country is going to be respected again, respected like never before.
And he's not stopping his verbal blasting of Joe Biden.
4 years ago, I told you that if crooked Joe Biden got to the White House, our borders would be abolished, our middle class would be decimated, and our communities would be plagued by bloodshed, chaos, and violent crime. We were right about everything.
Also at SRNNews.com, we are learning more now about the murder of a student in Georgia. Authorities say the brother of a man who is charged with killing nursing student Laken Hope Riley has been accused of presenting a fake green card to police. Officials say both men are from Venezuela. Jose Ibarra was accused Friday of murdering the young woman. Diego Ibarra was arrested the same day for presenting the forged U.S. permanent resident card to investigators. A former senator says it's time the nation's shipbuilding capacity should now get even tougher. And authorities in the Eastern Caribbean say they're still trying to locate two people who are believed to be American citizens and were aboard a yacht hijacked by three escaped prisoners from Grenada. Now, the Royal Grenada Police Force say they are working on leads that suggest the two occupants of the yacht may already be dead. Police have dispatched senior investigators and a forensic specialist to the nearby island of St. Vincent. This is SRN News. NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, the policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ACLU suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in the public schools. Two separate suits ask the courts to set aside his policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. The governor also wants teachers and students to be allowed to refer to a transgender student by the name and pronouns associated with their true sex. This is SRN News. United States Coast Guard embarking on one of its most unique missions yet in Puget Sound.
It's a pilot program to alert vessels of whale sightings, an effort to keep the giant marine mammals safe from boat strikes and noise in the highly used inland waters of Washington State. The program launches as visits by orcas and humpback whales increase in the region. The alerts will go to all commercial and transit vessels. And wildlife advocates say it's the first step in ambitious plans to keep the whales safe. That includes thermal cameras and sound monitoring. John Scott reporting.
A Southern California socialite found guilty of murder in the hit-and-run deaths of two little boys at a crosswalk 3 years ago. Authorities say Rebecca Grossman, wife of a prominent L.A. doctor, fatally struck 11-year-old Mark Iskander and his 8-year-old brother, Jacob. More details at SRNNews.com.